Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Emerson. I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. Can't complain. Yeah, life is just moving. I guess that's the best way I can put it. Otherwise, if it's your first time joining us on the African Album Review Podcast, thank you for joining us. You've got another 164 episodes to check out. So you've got your work cut out for you. And if you're back again, welcome back. And thanks for joining me on this journey yet again. Today we're taking it to Nigeria. Before we get straight into proceedings, if you do like what you hear, then head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOmoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. And this is what keeps the lights on. Let's do this thing, Ricardo Banks.
The latest African album review is...
Ricardo Banks has been a star for as long as I can remember in the Afrobeats world, and he is only 27. He joined the legendary Maven Records in 2014 thereabouts, and left about 4 years later, but never missed a beat as a result. He's putting out work and sees us getting a new EP from him titled OTR Volume 2, which was released November 12, 2021 under Other Side Media and Mad Solutions LLC. It has 5 tracks, 16-minute, 4-second runtime, no features, and multiple producer placements including Jesse Sokari, P Prime, Ola Gold, Biggie Jazzy, and more. This new EP opens up super smooth with Pulling Up and The Man Did Pull Up on a Vibe, Uncapped. He calls this EP OTR Volume 2, which is off the record for those who don't know, and that was the name of his EP from last year, 2020, off the record. Pulling Up has such a groovy R&B hip-hop feel and amazing crispness. His Afro-style singing just sits on top of it beautifully, and what a great way to open up the EP. P Prime had to pull out his biggest gun to give us the production on Ozumba Mbadiwe, which currently is the hit song from this EP. Apparently, Ozumba Mbadiwe is a place in Lagos State that is quite popular and people just go there. I don't know for what reason, but well, it has an Afrobeats funk and I'm a piano fusion, which isn't even apparent until a good 1 minute, 20 something seconds into the tune when the log bass kicks in and you're thinking, damn, okay, they amapianoed this up. Even though a few giveaways are there on the song, such as the barely audible soft kick, which is one of the early giveaways of most amapiano tracks. Watch out for that guitar though, lest you be bewitched. It's not safe for... The Lupita Nyong'o song, which I feel has got next, is far more direct in giving itself up as an amapiano banger. The beat gets right into it with the dark bassy synths dominating and a distinct log bass that would make Vigro Deep very proud. Ricardo Banks is mesmerized by a beautiful woman that he calls his Lupita, so you know she got the fine chocolate going on, bro. My only criticism is that this song is too short, way too short. And especially for amapiano standards, who does an amapiano song which is 3 minutes long? Come on. Anyway, Lupita Nyong'o is currently the second most streamed song from this EP as well, so take note. We get back to more regular Ricardo Banks programming on the song selection, which is that smooth Afrobeats that's mid-tempo and thrives on percolating rhythms and instrumentation. Can't go wrong with that. You know he's gonna nail it. Musically, Ricardo Banks killed this EP left, right, and center. There was plenty to go on, different soundscapes, and to complement those vocal textures that he's got. A journey into an appreciation of sound and music from the singer's own perspective, which translated into the music he actually gave us, because I think he kind of likes Stama piano sound in some way, shape or form, but also, you know, a bit of R&B there, besides the obvious Afro beats, to get a good different, like three different genres on a 5-track EP is pretty solid, considering it actually flowed quite seamlessly. Interesting that the two most popular songs off of the EP are Afro Amapiano, with, you know, some fusions here and there, but the Amapiano being the point here. I think the Afro Amapiano iteration of Amapiano will be the 2022 mainstay because of particularly the Nigerian numbers. And that's probably going to be the sound of 2022 before the genre bows out in 2 to 3 years' time, for the next genre, whatever it is. Ricardo Banks's songwriting had me nodding my head. Take the song Self-Esteem, for example. He tells this girl that don't let no man F with your self-esteem, because, well, he won't let her down. Some unexpected approaches there, innovative in some way, but good words if they can be upheld. The song sounds hella good though, and it's the one that closes off the EP on an absolute high. Love it. Delivery-wise, Ricardo Banks is still as comfortable as possible on the mic, just with far more versatility than before, and I think better beat selection. I really like what he's been doing, especially in the last year or two. He's really going for it here. The whole OTR Volume 2 EP is a vibe, so I can't even say what my favorite song is, because all of them are just good in their own right, their own way. It's definitely an unskippable EP from start to finish, 5 fantastic tracks, and wonderfully crafted as well as timed for December drops. So good on you, Ricardo Banks, and y'all should just check it out. It's available on streaming platforms, and I highly recommend if you love Afrobeats, Amapiano, and, you know, that R&B Afro type singing, this is it. This is it right here. I love it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotesano of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.